Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, Be Ready.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap, for that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Anxieties of daily life. Tribulations. How to escape them. How shall we keep our hearts from becoming drowsy? How can we live with the concerns of the heart? How can we keep the health of our hearts and not be caught off guard? Let us be mindful. Pray while working and walking, preparing and enjoying, while speaking and listening, while looking and tasting, while reading and recreating. And isn't that what we are called to do? Tomorrow is the first Sunday of Advent. Shall we gather up all our anxieties, carry them to the foot of this liturgical year? Or maybe toss them up in the air? Shall we watch them fall where they may, knowing our Lord Himself is catching them? This way we are comforted in knowing that we are ready for the freshness of a new liturgical year. God knows we are ready for refreshment, for a new freedom. If we are all set and ready, all cleaned up and open, ready to stand before the Son of Man, then we won't be caught off guard. We will be vigilant and not subject to a trap. Maybe the events of the past 9 months, if we have done our part, have served to strengthen us, have allowed us to be like clay in the hand of the potter, have lured us into a deeper relationship, filled with enough light on the path to keep us going. Then we can be secure in standing before the Son of Man with hope and love and gratitude for whatever might be awaiting us. Blessed Advent, new peace, love. God bless us all. Amen.